My name is Avery Daniel. I'm 16 years old. Today is November 21st, and I'm speaking with my grandmother, Nana. We are recording in Carrollton, Virginia. Where did you grow up?
In Wellington, Kansas, about 50 miles south of Wichita. I was raised on a farm. My dad and his parents and his family were all farmers. And so that's where I grew up, was on the farm.
What was your childhood like? Was there anything like you remember just always doing or?
Well, I worked a lot. When I finally, we had a little farmhouse, and I had two brothers and a sister, my mom and dad and I, and we lived in this little house. We didn't even have running water. We didn't have an indoor bathroom. I can remember taking baths in an old metal tub when we were kids. And then if we had to go outside to go to the bathroom, especially in the winter time, it was like everybody better go at the same time because you had to go to the outhouse. Or we had a bucket on the back porch. So when we finally got running water, that was the greatest thing in the world. But there were six of us, and we had one bathroom.
Goodness.
For six of us. And then when my grandfather passed away, my dad's dad, Grandma moved into town, and then we moved to the home place. That's what they called it, was the home place. Mm-hmm. So, and we farmed there. And then when I graduated from high school, a girlfriend of mine and I moved to Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to college. We moved down there, and I went to work for an insurance company. And I stayed down there probably maybe a year and a half, something like that. And then when my dad broke his neck in a farming accident, I came back home to help with them and with help with the farm. And then, let's see, after that, I was home for quite a few years. And then I eventually moved to Virginia, and that's how I got out here.
Mm. So was there anything in particular that made you move to Virginia?
I met someone, and my daughter's father, and we moved out here. He got a job out here with Smithfield, and we just moved out here.
Okay. So, how was my mom growing up?
Well, she was a good kid. She was, you know, she behaved. She had to do a lot of things, take care of a lot of her stuff on her own, because I always worked at least two jobs the whole time. So she spent a lot of time with friends or, you know, at her dad's. But as far as she's very smart. She was very inquisitive about a lot of things. But like most little kids, she always knew everything anyway. Already knew it all. Mm-hmm. But most little kids are like that.
Yeah.
You were like that. Your brothers are like that. You know, they already know it all.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
So, but she loved reading. She loved music. Still does. She still likes doing all those things. So.
Is there any, like, special memories that you have of her? Like, just, like, anything in particular that always comes back to mind?
Her love of music. She's very talkative, so she has lots of friends. She cares about her friends. She always, you know, she didn't want anybody's feelings to be hurt. But she's very social. She's always been very social. She's been a good thing. She was smart. You know, she's gone to college. Good for her. And good job. She's got three boys she raised. So, very proud of her.
Do you remember back when I was born? Like,
oh, yes.
Around that time?
Most definitely.
Was it like, was it crazy? What was going
on? Well, yeah, you know, you guys lived with me when you were born. And so you would always come in and to my room, crawl into bed with me when you were little. You had a hard time sleeping, falling asleep, which I think you still do. But you always wanted to sing songs. I would have to sing a song, and then you would have to sing a song. And I would have to sing a song, and you would have to sing a song. So, a lot of those things. And you always took all of the cushions off all the chairs and lined them up from the living room to the kitchen. You always had, and lined all your little toy trucks and anything you had. Everything had to be in nice straight lines. All the time.
Okay. Is there any like particular memories of me or Cooper or Ollie that you have? Like anything that just comes back to mind every time you think of us?
Well, you guys have, you know, we've finally gotten to all, we've all moved into the same house together. And you guys have been after me and after me and after me to come and stay with you all.
Mm-hmm.
Please, Nana, come live with us now. We love you. Please, Nana. Please come stay with us. So I think that's, you know, probably one of my greatest things that's going on in my life right now is that I'm able to be able to stay with you guys, that we're all in the same house together.
I would probably, I would say the same.
Don't you? Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
So... but it's nice to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we have the time together.
Okay. What is an important life lesson that you've learned?
I think having a lot of self-respect. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to respect yourself. Have a lot of, you know, if you can't do that, it's hard to have respect for anybody else. You have to be proud of yourself. You guys, you'll learn that. It comes with age, but you just have to remember to respect yourself and respect other people. Respect the things that everybody works so hard to make sure we all have.
Mm-hmm.
And be happy with it, you know?
Can you tell me about an event or a person that has influenced your life?
Well, probably my mom, for one. You know, she worked before she met Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And then she became a farmer's wife and had four babies right away, one right after the other. But I don't know. She always taught me the same kind of things that I'm trying to tell you guys, mm-hmm. you know? Work hard, be honest. Always save some money. But probably my mom. And then as I got older and I had some bosses that always taught me that one of my first bosses always taught me, never, don't ever be afraid to ask what's the worst thing anybody could tell you. No. You know, but you don't know unless you ask. So that was always one lesson. I've worked for a lot of smart guys and try to learn lessons from them,
mm-hmm.
how to be honest and take ownership and leadership in what you do,
mm-hmm.
especially with the job that I do. I have to manage a lot of people, and that's why I try to instill that in all of them.
Yeah. Where all have you worked?
Well, like I said earlier, when I got out of high school, I had always thought I was going to be to work for the airlines.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, I couldn't work for the airlines because I wore glasses. So I was going to be like a reservation clerk, mm-hmm. you know, like at the airports.
Yeah.
And then I went to school in Kansas City to do that. It was a trade program. And when I finished with that graduation, the airlines a lot of the airlines went broke, so they really weren't hiring anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked for a car dealership, was a receptionist at a car dealership. When I moved to Smithfield, I've always worked in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
Waitress or, you know, doing stuff, managing a restaurant. When I moved to Smithfield, I got a job with the packing plant. And I've been there for 36 years. And I've went from working in the plant to developing a program for their one of their laundry systems on how they hand out their personal property,
mm-hmm.
like their boots and hats and gloves and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was offered a position in purchasing, and that's where I've been for 35 years, was in the purchasing department. And I'm a manager. So hard work and, you know, and not having a college degree, I've done very well for myself. Or I think I have anyway.
I think you have too. Do you like what you've been doing?
Like, I do.
You enjoy your job?
I do like what I'm doing. I like to be able to, you have to do a lot of problem solving,
mm-hmm.
and trying to help people. And I do that every single day. Every single day I do this, you know, I'm helping somebody, working something out. If there's an issue going on in the plant, people call me and ask me to help out. And I like to research and figure those kind of things out.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy doing that.
Do you think that's important?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. You have to know who to go to. I used to have one of the presidents of the company always told me, Michelle, anybody can pick up a phone and place an order.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can, but you have to know when to place the order. You don't have to track it down. You have to make sure it gets where it's supposed to be. Those are a lot of things that you have to figure out how to work it out. So I enjoy doing that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
digging into why it happened and how we can fix it, how we can make sure going forward we don't have that problem again.
Yeah.
If there was a problem. But I've done a lot of things with my job, and I traveled a little with it. So it's been a good company to work for.
Where all have you been to?
Well, I've never left the country, but I've traveled from coast to coast, you know. I have family in Oregon, but the plants that I visited here that I was responsible for were mostly in North Carolina and Georgia and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, are there any final words that you'd like to say? Just anything?
No, I just want you guys to grow up to be happy and, again, be respectful and respect yourselves, and you'll go a long ways with that.